ఇంద్రియః నిద్రయా పహతేంద్రియః శయేష్మిన్ విజయే కామం శయేస్మిన్ విజయే కామం కేనాప్యుత్థాపితోధునా కేనాప్యుత్థాపితోధునా చిరప్రజాగరశ్రాంతో నిద్రయాపహతేంద్రియః శయేస్మిన్ విజనే కామం కేనాప్యుత్థాపితోధునా చిరప్రజాగరశ్రాంతో నిద్రయాపహతేంద్రియః శయేస్మిన్ విజనే కామం కేనాప్యుత్థాపితోధునా. నిద్రయాపహతేంద్రియస్మిన్ విజనే కామం కేనాప్యుత్థాపితోధునా చిరప్రజాగరశ్రాంతో నిద్రయాపహతేంద్రియ శయేస్మిన్ విజయే కామం కేనాభ్యుత్థాపితోధునా. మతజీ చిరా ప్రజాగర ఇంద్రయాగ్రహతేంద్రియన్ విజయే కామం కేనాభ్యుత్థ చిర ఫర్ అ లాంగ్ టైమ్ ప్రజాగర బికాస్ ఆఫ్ రిమైనింగ్ అవేక్ శ్రాంత ఫటీగ్డ్ నిద్రయా బై స్లీప్ అపహత కవర్డ్ ఓవర్ ఇంద్రియ మై సెన్సెస్ షయే I have been lying, asmin, in this, vijane, solitary place, kamam, as pleases me, kenapi, by someone, utthapitah, awaken, adhuna, now. Translation. I was fatigued after remaining awake for a long time and my senses were overwhelmed by sleep. Thus I slept comfortably here in this solitary place until just now someone woke me. There's no purport. The next shloka. Sopi bhasmi krito noonam atmiye naiva papmana అనంతరం భవాన్ శ్రీమాన్ లక్షితో మిత్రశాసన. ద మ్యాన్ హూ వోక్ మీ వాస్ బర్న్ టు యాషెస్ బై ద రియాక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ సిన్స్. జస్ట్ దెన్ ఐ సా యూ పొజెసింగ్ అ గ్లోరియస్ అపియరెన్స్ అండ్ ద పవర్ టు చాస్టైజ్ యువర్ ఎనిమీస్. పోపోట్ కాలయవన హ్యాడ్ డిక్లేర్డ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ద ఎనిమీ ఆఫ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ and the Yadu dynasty. Through Muchukunda, Sri Krishna destroyed the opposition of that foolish barbarian. ओमज्ञानतिमिरांभस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति सुपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावद परिजना कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांशाकल्प कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीभासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण टुडे इज द मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस डे ऑफ शरद पूर्णिमा द बेस्ट नाइट ऑफ द ईयर एंड कृष्णा wanting to choose the best of everything, because he's the best. So everything that he selects is also the best. He chose this night to perform his Sharadiya Ras and lovingly reciprocate with his devotees and fully satisfy them. Today is also the beginning of the month of Kartik, where we offer our expression of love in the form of offering this ghee lamp and chant the Damodar Ashtakam prayers, which are beautifully enunciated by Satyavrata Muni in the Padma Puran. And it brings out, as per our Gaudiya Acharyas, we understand, two prominent aspects of devotion, and that is our endeavor and the Lord's reciprocation. We find in Muchkunda's case also, he's done his part of the contract, really struggled, unimaginable valor being exhibited, risk being taken just for the pleasure of the demigods, practically risking his everything. And now it's time for Krishna to reciprocate. And how wonderfully Krishna is so personally forlorn, some godforsaken place in the middle of some mountain in some cave, practically no one noticed. He must have selected a place where nobody comes, actually, solitary place. Naturally, because he didn't want to be disturbed. But there is a risk also that nobody will ever see him. But Krishna found him out. Specifically. Krishna is also Bhuri Karma. Super multitasker. He does so many things together. And he did perfectly reciprocate. Used him as an instrument to destroy one more demon Kali Yavana, and simultaneously now he is personally showering his mercy. In the Mahabharata also, in the beginning Adiparva, Sabhaparva, and then there is excruciating suffering in the Vanaparva for years, just lying on the floor. They didn't have even a cloth to lie on. They would eat with their own hands. They didn't have a plate. Can you imagine? Just a few days back they were emperors of the planet, and next they are on this situation. 12 years, and then 1 year serving someone as menial servants. Tremendous sacrifice. And then Krishna's reciprocation comes from the Udyoga Parva. Udyoga, the word ut means, like in Vedic parlance, it actually means uttama, udgata tama. But now he says, alright, now I am going to take over. And that time onwards he actually takes over. He goes as Shantidut. He sits on the chariot of Arjun, personally manipulating and activating, organizing everything, every detail. Nimitta matra bhava sabya sachi. You just do your part, I will do the needful. Jitva shatrun bhungsha rajyam samadham. It's not that earlier situation Krishna was not there with them. He was always there. He was always there. Where his sincere devotees are there, he's always there. Kunti Devi confirms this in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vishan Mahagnehe Purushad Darshanat Asat Sabhaya Vanavasa Kritsata. All these are Adi, Sabha and Vanaparva. Vishan Mahagni. At that time Krishna was not even there. When Bhima was fed poison, Mahagni, when they were burnt in the house of lakh, when Hidimba came and attacked, when they went to the forest, Krishna would come and just indirectly, in spirit, he was kind of supportive and trying to guide, etc. But later on he actually manifested that mercy very, very substantially. That is also seen in all of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intimate associates. Today is one of the associates' disappearance day, Murari Gupta. I would like to just briefly discuss something about Murari Gupta, where the Lord actually, when in Mahaprakash Leela, not only was the Lord fully showering his mercy, giving them their heartfelt darshan, what they wanted to see in that particular form of the Ishtadev they were worshipping, but simultaneously telling them, not now, in every moment of your life I was actually guiding, I was personally overseeing. He tells Haridas Thakur, remember when you were beaten in the market? At that time Mahaprabhu had not even appeared. Haridas Thakur was approximately 35 years above or older to Mahaprabhu. Actually, after this incident, when he came to Shantipur, that time Mahaprabhu was born, and that's time Advaitacharya and Haridas Thakur were feeling tremendous joy for no reason and dancing. And they didn't know why. So this incident happened even before Mahaprabhu's appearance on this planet. But he reminded each of them, do you remember when you were beaten in the marketplace? He told his guru, Gangadas Pandit, do you remember one time you were chased by this Yavanas and they were about to kill you, molest your wife and destroy you. And at that time you desperately, the Yavanas at the back and the Ganga in the front, it was flooding. Remember, a boatman came and took you across. Advaita, do you remember one? He was telling them actually how not only earlier, but earlier it was hidden. The mercy was more hidden, and now the mercy was more obvious. So it's not that ever Krishna is not in control of the lives of the devotees, but he allows them to endeavor, to qualify themselves, to show, and also sometimes in case of great devotees, uses them as a instrument to show to the world their qualification. So about Murari Gupta, it is described, Bhava Roga Vaidya Shri Murari Namjar Shri Hatta Ye Sabha Vaishna Viravatar. Actually, Murari Gupta was born in a Vaidya family. They were not actually Brahmanas, just below the Brahmana. In some parts of Bengal, they are also considered Shudras. But he was a Vaidya family, born in a physician family. He was a few years elder to Lord Chaitanya, senior classmate, much senior. In his schoolmate, and he was born in the same place where Srihatta, where Silhet, where there is a house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata, and later he came and settled in Navadvip. He was one of the most intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially in the Navadvip Leela. He also came to Jagannath Puri every year along with his wife during the Chaturmas, just to have loving exchanges. But otherwise, and he wrote a book, Sri Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya. So it was Murari Gupta's notes and Swarup Damodar Goswami's notes of the later part that Krishna Das Kaviraj and Vrindavan Das Thakur utilized to write these beautiful glories of Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Bhagavat, and later Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Murari Gupta was very much a part of that as an instrument for that beautiful pastime to be revealed to the world. It is also described in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, it says he is the 21st branch of Chaitanya tree. All his disciples who he was actually a disciple of Chandrasekhar Acharya. Sri Murari Gupta Shakha Premira Bhandar Prabhura Hrudaya Drave Shuni Dainya Jar. It is described, this particular branch was Premera Bhandar. It was actually storehouse of love of God. Mahaprabhu revealed, extracted and opened the floodgates of their storehouse of love of God during the Mahaprakash Leela, by glorifying them and also exhibiting their love for and their purity of their love by asking them, ask. What do you want? I want to fulfill all your desires. And he showed to the whole world, he actually exposed this Premera Bhandar. And he showed why these devotees are so dear to him. Because all of them had absolutely nothing to ask for themselves, other than to love him, to remember him, to serve him, and to be amongst his associates life after life. That's all. And then shower your mercy to everyone else. Absolutely ahaituki bhakti. Napratihata. Prabhura hrudaya drave shuni dainya jar. His humility actually shattered the heart, melted the heart of Lord Chaitanya. Such humility was exhibited by Murari Gupta. Pratigraha nahi kare nalaye kardhan, atmavritti kare kutumba bharan. Pratigraha nahi kare nalaye kardhan. He never ever took even a single pie from anyone. As a grahastha, he had to maintain himself. he did properly. And Atmavritti kori kore kutumba bharan. And Atmavritti, according to his nature and according to his propensity, he was engaged because he was born in a Vaidya family. Naturally, he became a Vaidya, a physician, Ayurvedic physician. Chikitsa kore na jare hoya sadai, deha roga bhava roga duita rakshay. Chikitsa kore na jare hoya sadai. Now, whoever he met, any patient who came to him, chikitsa kore na jare, he would do his chikitsa, he will take care of him. Kore na sadai, hoya sadai, he was so compassionate to his patients that deha roga bhava roga duitarkshay. He would not only remove his deha roga, but also his bhava roga. And in this regard, Srila Prabhupada writes very interesting purport. Murari Gupta could treat both bodily and spiritual disease because he was a physician by profession and a great devotee of the Lord in terms of spiritual advancement. This is an example of service to humanity. Somehow we have to have an occupation and we have to do our service. So, how it can be very nicely dovetailed is expressed here. This is an example of service to humanity. Everyone should know that there are two kinds of diseases in human society. One disease, which is called adhyatmika or material disease, pertains to the bodily body, but the main disease is spiritual. The living entity is eternal, but somehow or other, when in contact with the material energy, he is subjected to the repetition of birth, old age, disease and death. The physicians of the modern day should learn from Murari Gupta. Although modern philanthropic physicians open gigantic hospitals, there are no hospitals to cure the material disease of the spirit soul. This specific thing was quoted by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj to the Bhaktivedanta hospital physicians when they came together and they wanted to do some seva. The Krishna consciousness movement has taken up the mission of curing this disease, but people are not very appreciative because they do not know what this disease is. A diseased person needs both proper medicine and a proper diet. And therefore the Krishna consciousness movement supplies materially stricken people with the medicine of chanting of the holy name or the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and the diet of prasadam. There are many hospitals and medical clinics to cure bodily disease, but there are no such hospitals to cure the material disease of the spirit soul. So this is where is the hidden desire of Srila Prabhupada expressed, where he desired that there should be a place where people, obviously, when people come with a material disease to a doctor, they are very receptive because they are in distress. They are very open, their heart is open. And at that time, any suggestions made, especially those who immediately give cure and they feel relief, then they are very much more prone to accept any advice that comes along with it. In fact, in one place Prabhupada writes, therefore Brahmanas would always know two signs, Ayurveda and Jyotirveda, Jyotish. Why? Because everyone is concerned about two things, their health and their future. So people, these Brahmanas would, Maharaj, kya hoga mera bhavishya mein? Bahut achha hai. So there is some faith. And ye ho raha hai, ye dard ho raha hai. Okay, take this, and they are cured and they become very receptive to further suggestions. In Bangalore, I knew one devotee who was a very wonderful astrologer. So he would give him all, hundreds of people. Actually he was Jain. Later he became a devotee and is very inclined. Hundreds of people would be lying, standing in queue at his house. So this devotee who actually introduced him to Krishna consciousness, he gave him next room to his consultation room. And immediately after giving him all consultation and whatever necessary, he said, go to the next room, further treatment will be given there. And this devotee was totally hearing impaired, he couldn't speak. So he would make him sit down, he would give him a Hare Krishna sticker and a mala and said, just keep chanting. And I saw personally, they were very receptive. Many of them continued to take up this suggestion because it was given at an appropriate time. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is a whole chapter which describes the glories of Murari Gupta. This is in Navadvip. Lord Nityananda has come. Mahaprabhu has started his Sankirtan movement. Nityananda Prabhu has come. They are most of the time residing at Srivas Thakur's house. One day, Mahaprabhu was enjoying the association of Nityananda in the house of Srivas. At that time, Murari Gupta came there and offered obeisances at the lotus feet of the Lord. The greatly effulgent Murari Gupta next offered obeisances to Nityananda and then stood before them. The Lord was very pleased with Murari, so he spoke to him without duplicity. O Murari, what you have just done is not proper. You have transgressed etiquette while offering obeisances. You are supposed to teach those who do not know these things. So why are you transgressing such principles by your own behavior? Murari said, O Lord, how will I know? You induced me to act like that. The Lord said, all right, go home for now. I will speak to you tomorrow and you will understand everything. Feeling both joyful and apprehensive, Murari Gupta departed. He went home and took rest. In a dream, he saw Nityananda, the most exalted of all pure devotees, dressed as a wrestler, coming toward him. He saw a great serpent spreading its hoods over the head of Nityananda, who held a plow and a club in his hands. He saw that Nityananda looked just like Haladhar, and he saw Vishwambhar fanning him from behind. Lord Chaitanya was fanning Lord Nityananda from behind. The Lord smiled and spoke to him in the dream. Have you now understood, Murari? You should consider me junior. The two lords smiled as they looked at Murari in the dream. After instructing Murari, the two brothers disappeared. On awakening, Murari began to cry. He sighed deeply again and again and called out, Nityananda! He was shouting at the top of his voice. And he was tears rolling from his eyes. That Mahaprabhu personally showed him the glory of Lord Nityananda. He was crying out, Nityananda, Nityananda. Murari Gupta's most chaste wife became frightened. Can you imagine, he's sleeping and suddenly gets up and Nityananda, Nityananda, top of his voice. And called out, Krishna, Krishna. She was shouting, Krishna, Krishna, what happened to him? And he was shouting, Nityananda. Realizing that Nityananda was the elder brother, Murari joyfully went to see the Lord the next day. The lotus-eyed Mahaprabhu was sitting with a brightly shining Nityananda, smiling Nityananda to his right. Murari first offered obeisances at the lotus feet of Nityananda and then offered obeisances to the lotus feet of Vishwambhar. Vishwambhar smiled and said, why did you do this, Murari? Murari replied, O Lord, I have acted according to your instruction. As a blade of grass is blown by the wind, all living entities act on the strength of your potencies. The Lord said, O Murari, you are very dear to me. Therefore, I have informed you of this confidential truth. The Lord then described His glories to Murari as the Lord's beloved associate. Gadadhar offered the Lord betel nuts from his left. Thereafter the Lord said, "O Murari, you are the best of my servants." Saying this, the Lord gave Murari his chewed betel nut remnants. Murari respectfully accepted those remnants in his two hands. After honoring those remnants, Murari became intoxicated with ecstasy. This was directly, you know, can you imagine? Direct maha and specifically given to him. Direct off, not even on the plate, straight from the lotus mouth. The Lord said, "O Murari, quickly go and wash your hands." Yet Murari simply wiped his hands on his head. The Lord said, "Your caste is ruined. You have become contaminated by touching my remnants." As the Lord spoke, he became absorbed in the mood of the Supreme Controller. He went into another mood altogether. He lost his external consciousness. Now he was in the mood of the Supreme Controller. Grinding his teeth, he spoke with great resolve. "A sannyasi named Prakashananda lives in Kashi. That fellow enjoys cutting me to pieces. He teaches Vedanta, but he does not accept my form. I gave him leprosy, yet still he does not understand. Unlimited universes are present within my body. So how does that fellow dare to claim my body is false?" His whole Mayavad philosophy is being, you know, completely dismantled herein. "The Supreme Lord's form is served by Brahma, Shiva and Ananta. All demigods worship this form as their life and soul." Then he makes a very interesting statement. "Even the pious become purified by the touch of this form. So how does that fellow dare to claim my body is false? I openly reveal to you that I am eternal. My servants are eternal. Gaurangira Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane Je Jane Se Jane Brajendra Sutapas. And the servants of my servants are eternal. Satya Satya Koro Tora Ei Parakash Satyamui Satyamora Dasatara Das. My pastimes and activities are eternal, and my abode is eternal. Anyone who says that they are false cuts me to pieces. By hearing my glories, all ignorance is destroyed. Yet sinful teachers say the Lord's pastimes are false. Shiva leaves aside his clothes while relishing my glories. Ye yasha shravana rase Shiva digambar javagai apane ananta mahidhar. Lord Ananta, the sustainer of the universe, personally sings my glories. Personality like Shukadev and Narada become intoxicated by hearing my glories. The greatness of my glory is described by the four Vedas. O Murari, anyone who disregards such auspicious glories can never understand my incarnation. By teaching Murari, the Supreme Lord taught everyone my form, my servants, my pastimes and my abodes are all eternal. The Lord personally taught the truth about Himself. One who does not accept this is vanquished. Vrindavan Das Thakur is making this statement. Within a short time, Vishwambar regained his external consciousness and returned to his previous humble state. You know, this was like suddenly he will go into ecstasy and act, and then he would come back. Normal is here. What did I say? What happened? The Lord embraced Murari and accepted him as his brother. He then mercifully spoke to Murari with great affection. O Murari, you are truly my pure servant, for you have realized the glories of Nityananda. If even my servant has the slightest envy for Nityananda, he is not dear to me. O Murari Gupta, go home for now. You have purchased me because you have understood the glories of Nityananda. Very interesting. Nityananda says, Je jana gauranga bhaje shehai mora pran. You have purchased me. if you call Gauranga. And Gauranga says, anyone who says Nityananda is purchased. So easy to purchase both of them. Just chant Gaur Nitai. Ghoreyaha Gupta Tumi Amare Kinila Nityananda Tattva Gupta Tumi Se Janila. Now we have understood the glories of Lord Nityananda. In this way Murari became such a recipient of Lord's mercy. Only Hanuman received mercy like Murari. Why? Because he was Hanuman in this beautiful Chaitanya Leela. Murari Gupta returned home in ecstasy, yet the Lord along with Nityananda remained within his heart. When Murari returned home, his heart was overwhelmed. He would chuckle to himself. He was going back and he was like a madman, you know, suddenly laughing and suddenly chuckling to himself. He was just going back home. As he said one thing and did something else, was laughing, telling something, doing something else. In jubilation he said, I will eat now. Then his chaste wife brought lunch for him. Being overwhelmed with love for Lord Chaitanya, Murari threw handful of rice to the floor while calling out, eat, eat. I remember we went to this yatra, Solence Radhana Swami Maharaj, eat, eat Krishna, eat, and he just threw it on the floor. Can you imagine, the wife cooks and brings nice prasad and keeps it and says, eat Krishna, eat, and he throws it on the floor, right? On the floor in front. Then his chaste wife brought lunch for him. Being overwhelmed with love for Lord Chaitanya, Murari Gupta threw handful of rice to the floor while calling out, eat, eat. As he threw rice mixed with ghee to the floor, and it was also mixed with ghee, he repeatedly exclaimed, eat Krishna, eat. On seeing Murari's behavior, his chaste wife, guess what was her reaction? His chaste wife laughed. She repeatedly brought more rice and placed it on his plate. This shows both were Mahabhagavats. Murari's chaste wife knew that he was a Mahabhagavat. So she cautioned him by chanting the name of Krishna. Whatever Murari offered, the Lord ate. The Lord never disregarded Murari's request. So actually he was feeding, and even though it was actually throwing on the ground, actually Krishna accepted that whole offering, because it was cooked with love by Murari's wife and offered with devotion. And Krishna says, Ashnami Prayatatmana. What is the proof that the Lord ate? The next day revealed. Whatever rice Murari offered, the Lord ate. Early the next morning, the Lord went to Murari Gupta's house to meet him. Mahaprabhu arrived as Murari Gupta was sitting there enjoying the ecstasy of Krishna's names. Upon seeing the Lord, Murari offered his obeisances. Murari then respectfully offered the Lord a place to sit, and the son of Jagannath Mishra sat down. Murari Gupta asked, O Lord, what brings you here? The Lord replied, I came for treatment. Murari Gupta then said, what is the cause of your indigestion? What foods did you eat yesterday? The Lord said, my dear friend, how will you know? You threw rice on the floor and said, eat, eat. You forgot, but your wife knows everything. You offered it to me, so I could not refuse to eat. What is the use of your treatments and remedies? I got indigestion by eating your rice. Drinking water relieves indigestion. This is scriptural quotation for you. In case any of you have indigestion, drink water. But there is a special, another sub-statement. My indigestion was caused by eating your rice, so the cure is drinking your water. After speaking in this way, the Lord, fully absorbed in the mellows of devotional service, picked up Murari's water pot and drank from it. Seeing the Lord's display of mercy, Murari fell unconscious. Gupta's entire family then cried in ecstatic love of God. How glorious is the Lord! How glorious is His devotional service! And how glorious are His servants! Such devotional service was manifested by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Hena Prabhu, Hena Bhakti, Yoga, Hena Das, Chaitanya Prasade Hoila, Bhakti Ra Prakash. Through this, the Lord, in this seemingly very simple pastimes, Mahaprabhu's pastimes are so much you can relate, because they are not performed in the heavenly planets or, you know, in the previous ages where people would have a lot of mystic power and do so many things. And this is just like, you know, 500 years ago in Bengal. Practically same thing is going on even there. The situation is same. So you can relate it. But through this, such mysterious or mysteries of the Vedic truths is being revealed by the seemingly ordinary pastimes. The mercy received by Murari Gupta's servants could not even be seen by the Bhattacharyas of Navadvip. Forget about Murari Gupta. Even the servants of Murari Gupta, the mercy that they received, the Bhattacharyas of Navadvip could not actually understand. Nothing is achieved through education, wealth and fame. The fruits of devotional service are achieved by the mercy of Vaishnavas. Whoever the servants of and the maid servants of the Vaishnavas may be, the Vedas declare they are the best of all. Now the servants of Vaishnavas are a simple people. Mahaprabhu told of Srivas Thakur, your tailor, your plumber, your your servant, even the dog in your house, everyone will get prema because of their connection to you. Whatever the servants and maid servants of the Vaishnavas may be, the Vedas declare they are the best of all. In this way, Mahaprabhu personally bestowed mercy on Murari every day. Just hear the wonderful topics concerning Murari Gupta, for by hearing these topics, one achieves the treasure of devotional service. One day, in the house of Srivas, Mahaprabhu roared loudly and assumed his four-armed form. With his four hands decorated with a conch shell, disc, club and lotus, Vishwambhar called out, "Garuda, Garuda!" At that time, Murari Gupta entered Srivas' house fully absorbed in bliss and roaring loudly, fully absorbed in the mood of Vinata's son, that is Garuda. Murari Gupta said, "I am that great devotee Garuda." Actually, it is described Garuda and Hanuman are actually expansions of Ananta, are partial expansions, because they do the carrying of the Lord on their shoulder. As Vishwambhar called for Garuda, Murari Gupta replied, "Here I am, O Lord, your servant." The Lord said, "My dear friend, you are my carrier." Murari Gupta replied, "Yes, yes." Murari Gupta continued, "Perhaps you forgot that I carried you and the Parijata tree from heaven." He's reminding, he's actually got into the mood of Garuda. "You don't remember, I carried you. We went, you know, we took Parijata tree from the heaven. Satyabhama was also sitting on my shoulder at that time. Perhaps you forgot that I carried you to Banapura, where I tore Kartikeya's peacock to pieces." Banasur was attacked. Lord Shiva and others attacked along with side of Banasur. And he's telling, "When I tore Kartikeya's peacock to pieces." Actually, in the Mahabharata, there is Adi Parva. There is a story of the appearance of Garuda through Kashyapa's two wives, Diti, Vinata and Kadru. And there it is described, the power of Garuda. He was so huge, ultimately the demigods, others have to request him to reduce his size. Otherwise it was so huge. And when he attacked the demigods abode, heavenly planets, with clear notice, it was known, some sage went and told, that Garuda will come and take away the nectar from you. And it was protected. It's just like some Bollywood movie they show, you know, how things are protected. There was a movie called Jugnu. Diamond is protected by so many things, and a particular wheel which turns like that, fiery wheel. All perverted reflection from Mahabharata. And then there is so many levels of protection. And all the demigods, everyone, Yama, Indra, Varuna, Su, everyone, and holding their weapons and fully ready. And Garuda comes and single-handedly defeats everyone, goes inside various ways, destroys that fireball, etc., picks up Amrit and walks away, flies away. The amazing thing is, never drank a drop of it, because he went exclusively for a specific purpose, to get it, to release his mother from slavery to the Sarpas. Vishnu is very pleased and gives him a lot of benedictions. And then Garuda says, I also want to give you a favor. Ask me, what do you want? So Vishnu says, you should become my carrier. Alright. That's his power. All the demigods he can actually subdue. Oh Lord, climb on my back and tell me to which universe I should take you. This is inter-universal travel, you know. That is Garuda's strength. The son of Jagannath Mishra then climbed on the back of Murari, and the entire, it's not that Murari Gupta transformed into Garuda. He was same Murari. The Lord had transformed into this 400 form. He just took him on his shoulder. And the entire house of Shivas was filled with vibrations of Jai, Jai. Taking the Lord of Lakshmi on his back, Murari Gupta ran around in the courtyard. The chaste wives made auspicious sounds. You know, in Mayapur they make this. And all the devotees cried in great ecstatic love. Someone chanted, Jai, Jai. And someone chanted, Hari, Hari. Someone else claimed, may I never forget this form of the Lord. Someone slapped his arms and thighs in jubilation. And someone smiled as he declared, how glorious is the Lord. Someone raised his arms and loudly exclaimed, all glories to Vishwambhar, who is carried by Murari. Sri Gaurachandra swayed in ecstasy on the back of Murari, who happily wandered throughout the house. These pastimes of Gaurachandra took place in Navadvip, but sinful people were unable to see them. Can you imagine? All happening next door, but they don't know. How unfortunate. One cannot attain Krishna by wealth, high birth or fame, for Lord Chaitanya is controlled only by devotional service. The servants of those who worship the Lord birth after birth were now able to joyfully see these pastimes. Those who saw such pastimes mercifully described them to others, yet the hearts of sinful people do not accept them. In this Madhya Khanda, the Lord climbs on the back of Murari, yet Murari Gupta is a leading servant in all the Lord's incarnations. Although the Vedas describe the Lord's appearance and disappearance, there is actually no end to his pastimes. On regaining his external consciousness, the most sober Gauranga got down from Murari's back, and Murari's mood as Garuda disappeared. As soon as he got down, he became back to Murari Gupta. Till then he was actually in the mood of Garuda. Ordinary people cannot understand these most confidential topics of Mahaprabhu climbing on the back of Murari. On seeing the Lord's mercy on Murari, all the Vaishnavas praised him as being most glorious. Murari was a most glorious devotee. His devotional service to the Lord was fruitful, for he had the ability to carry Vishwambhar in his pastimes. Such are the auspicious topics regarding Murari Gupta. There are many more topics yet to be described. As he brought that, then he is describing one more pastime, very beautiful pastime. One day, the most pure Murari thought about the position of the Lord's incarnations. While the Lord and his associates are still present in this world, I should think of my own welfare. I cannot understand the pastimes of Krishna or how he acts in a particular time. Sometimes he creates and then he annihilates. Although he destroyed Ravana and his dynasty to bring back Sita, why did he then abandon her? Therefore, I should give up my body while he is still present in this world. He didn't want to see the Lord's final pastimes and all that. He said, I don't want to see that. Just like Haridas Thakur, he was in the same mood. The proper time to give up my body is while that great personality is still present in this world. After contemplating in this way, Murari Gupta secretly brought one sharp chopper. As he brought that chopper and hid it inside the house, he thought, tonight I will happily give up my body. He meant it very seriously. Lord Vishwambar resides in the heart of all living entities. He therefore understood Murari's resolution. The Lord quickly came to Murari's house and Murari offered his respectful obeisances at the Lord's feet. Feeling great compassion for Murari, the Lord sat on an asana and began to narrate topics of Krishna. The Lord then said, O Murari, will you do what I say? Murari replied, O Lord, this body belongs to you. The Lord asked, is that a fact? Be very careful what you say to the Lord. He may literally take it. Krishna, everything I have is yours. And then you go home and see nothing is there. Don't blame. One devotee in Jagannath Puri during Jagannath Rath Yatra, he was intensely praying, my Lord, make me helplessly cry, Jai Jagannath. And his pocket was, you know, and in that all the money that he had and his passport, he was a Western devotee, his passport, a visa, everything was there. Actually became helpless. He was in tremendous anxiety. He said, I didn't know Jagannath reciprocated so quickly. The Lord asked, is that a fact? Murari replied, yes. The Lord then whispered in his ear, then give me that chopper. You have kept a chopper inside the house with which you plan to kill yourself. Give it to me. In great lamentation, Murari exclaimed, alas, alas, someone has told you a lie. My Lord, someone has told you a lie. The Lord said, Murari, you are certainly naive. Are you saying that I will know something only if someone else tells me? I know who made that chopper. Forget about where you bought it from, how much you paid. I also know who made it originally, the manufacturer of that chopper, and where you have hidden it. The Lord is the omniscient super soul in the hearts of all. So he knows everything. He went inside the house and brought out the chopper. Without even Murari's asking, he just went inside, got it on his own. The Lord said, O Murari, this is how you behave? He's chastising him. For what fault of mine do you want to leave me? If you leave, with whom will I enjoy pastimes? Who has given you such ideas? Is something similar he told Haridas. Haridas Thakur said, when he said that, my Lord, I don't want to say, I want to leave. Mahaprabhu said, if you go away, what will happen to me? Be considerate about me. Shunya itam jagat sarvam. The Lord is telling to Haridas, my life will become void without you. Ye yatha mam prapadyante. Because the devotee says, shunya itam jagat sarvam govinda viren. This is confirmed by the Lord. Actually, the Lord says to Durvas Muni in the ninth canto, during that Ambarish pastime, he says, all the opulence of Vaikuntha become a dreary void without my devotees. For me, Vaikuntha is empty and dull and void if all the devotees go away. So that's what makes Vaikuntha Vaikuntha. Because there are association of devotees. It's a beautiful verse. Sadavo Hrudayam Mahyam. Before that, Aham Bhakta Pradadhino Hi Asvatantra Iva Dvija Sadhuvir Grasta Hrudayo Bhaktair Bhakta Janap. Na Aham Atmanam Asha Se Mad Bhaktair Sadhuvir Vina Shriyamcha Atyantikim Yesham Gatir Aham Para. Those kind of devotees whose life and soul is me, without their association, all my opulences seem a void. This is exactly the mood of the Lord also. He also can't live without his devotees. When Lakshmi ji came away from Vaikuntha, he came searching Lakshmi for Lakshmi as Srinivas after the Bhrigu's incident, Bhrigu Muni's incident. If you leave, with whom will I enjoy pastimes? Who has given you such ideas? He told Sanatan Goswami similar thing, who wanted to die, wanted to give up his body under the Jagannath cart because he was infected by so much of, you know, some infections, and Mahaprabhu would embrace him every day. Then he said, what nonsense? You think it is your body? No, my Lord, it is yours. Then, it is my property. How dare you take away my property without my permission? Lord Vishwambar then embraced Murari and placed his hand on Murari's head. You will eat my head, Gupta. You will eat my head if you ever desire to give up your body again. This is the love of the Lord for each of his devotees. Mor matha khao, Gupta. Mor matha khao. Jadi ar bar deho chadi. Jadi ar bar deho chadi bare chao. If ever you think that you want to give up your body, you tell me that you are eating my head. Giving me so much anxiety, giving up so much of pain. Murari immediately fell to the ground and washed the Lord's lotus feet with his tears of love. He understood how much the Lord loves each of his devotees. The pious Murari cried as he held the lotus feet of the Lord, and Sri Sachinandan cried as he picked Murari up and embraced him. Both were crying to know how much Murari loved the Lord so much. He couldn't live without a second without the Lord. Therefore he wanted to give up. And the Lord didn't want to give up his association. And therefore both are embracing and bathing each other. The mercy that the Lord bestowed on Murari Gupta is desired by Lakshmi, Brahma, Ananta and Shankara. there's one very beautiful, another very beautiful incident. He continues, says, after telling that this mercy that gave to Murari is desired by Lakshmi, Brahma, Ananta and Shankara. And then he says, these demigods are not separate from Lord Chaitanya. The Vedas declare that they are non-different from Krishna, in the sense that their will is non-different from Krishna's will. So in that sense they are the same. That Lord Gaurasundar sustains the universe in his form as Shesha, and the same Lord creates in his form as four-headed Brahma. In the form of three-eyed Shiva, Gaurachandra annihilates. He personally offers prayers to himself. All these demigods are not different or separate from Lord Chaitanya, for they all serve his lotus feet. If even a bird chants Lord Chaitanya's name, it will certainly attain Lord Chaitanya's abode. Even though one may be a sannyasi, if he does not accept Gaurachandra, then that crooked person remains blind birth after birth. Such a blasphemous miscreant sannyasi is no better than a thief in the dress of a renunciant. And there is a comparison given. Why, if a person is a blasphemous miscreant, is lower than a thief in the dress of a renunciate. There is no difference between a blasphemous sannyasi and a thief. Yet, of the two, the blasphemer is worse. The Vedas refer to the blasphemer as malicious. There is a 2.5 page purport by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. A fallen person is superior to a sinful hypocrite because he goes to hell alone. A sinful hypocrite goes to hell alone, whereas the hypocrite takes the others also to hell with him. Therefore, he is worst. Plunderers steal people's wealth in solitary places by threatening them with weapons, whereas hypocrites steal people's wealth by bewildering them with heart-piercing words of blaspheming. Devotees blaspheming the Lord, blaspheming the name, thinking that it is all Maya. Shudras will dress as ascetics and accept charity for their livelihood. Those who are ignorant of religious principles will occupy the seat of the Acharya and teach religious principles. People go to see ascetics in good faith, but when they hear them blaspheme saintly persons, they are ruined. By hearing blasphemy of saintly persons, one's piety is exhausted. The Vedas declare that such people live in hellish conditions, birth after birth. Thieves suffer for only one lifetime, but blasphemers suffer continuously life after life. Therefore, of the two, the blasphemous sannyasi is unlimitedly more sinful than the thief. I would like to just conclude with just the pastime of Mahaprakash, where the Lord was fulfilling the desires of all the devotees and asked the devotees to ask whatever he wanted and showed them what they desired, who are the worship of Lord. And in this way, the Lord revealed his heart, how much he loves his devotees, and he showed to the whole world the devotee's heart, how pure it is. It's called Mahaprakash because it was declared, Prakashit Hua. The Lord's love for the devotees and the devotee's love for the Lord was manifested in this particular. That's why it's called Mahaprakash Leela. So now, he was showing all the forms, and now it is turned for Murari. Murari re agya hoila mora rupa dekha, Murari dekha e raghu natha parateka. The Lord ordered Murari, behold my form. And Murari saw the Lord as Lord Ramachandra. He saw Vishwambhar was dark like fresh grass, and he sat in the virasana posture as a powerful archer. He saw Sita and Lakshman on the Lord's left and right. The leaders of the monkeys were offering prayers in all the four directions. Murari realized that he was also one of the monkeys. Seeing the Lord face to face, the best of the doctors lost consciousness. As he lost consciousness, he fell to the ground in Lord Chaitanya's trap. Vishwambhar explained, O monkey, you forgot how Ravana who stole Sita burned you? You burnt his entire city and subdued his dynasty. I tell you, I am that Lord. O Murari, get up, get up. You are my life. I am that Ramachandra and you are Hanuman. See your life and soul, the son of Sumitra. You brought Gandhamadana hill to revive his life, addressing Lakshman. Offer your obeisances at the feet of Sita, whose distress made you cry profusely. Upon hearing Lord Chaitanya's words, Murari regained his consciousness. Seeing that manifestation, he began to cry in love. Upon hearing Murari Gupta cry, even dry wood melted, and the hearts of the devotees especially melted. Pashana vidare suniya raguna gatha. Vishwambhar again said to Murari, ask for any benedictions you desire. Murari replied, O Lord, I do not want anything. Simply allow me to sing your glories. O Lord, I may take birth anywhere, but wherever I take birth, let me always remember you. Let me reside in the association of your servants, birth after birth. O Lord, I do not put me in a condition in which you are not my master and I am not your servant. May I remain your servant wherever you and your associates incarnate. This is a very famous Hanumat, Prasiddha Hanumat Vakya, quoted in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. Bhavabandha chide tasyai spruhayami na muktaye bhavan prabhuhu aham dasah iti yatra vilupyate. Lord Ramchandra is asking for benedictions and Hanumanji is saying, Bhavabandha chide, the one which cuts off Bhavabandhan, spruhayami na muktaye, I don't want such liberation. If Bhavan Prabhu, you are my Lord and I am your servant, if this conception goes away, to hell with the liberation. To hell with that liberation. I don't mind being here in this material world if there is service to you and this understanding that you are my Lord and I am your servant. When the Lord said, I certainly grant you this benediction, a tumultuous vibration of jai, jai immediately arose. All the Vaishnavas had great affection for Murari, who was by nature merciful to all living entities. If Murari was associated with any place, that place became as sanctified as Vaikuntha. Sometimes people go to Murari Gupta's house in Mayapur. It's like kind of broken down and all that. But if you see through the eye of the scripture, then you understand. This place is not different from Vaikuntha. Who can describe the glories of Murari? In every incarnation, the Lord was the dear friend of Murari. Lord Chaitanya said to all the devotees, listen everyone, anyone who blasphemes Murari will not be delivered even if he takes millions of baths in the Ganges. Neither the Ganges nor the holy names of Hari will nullify his sins. Lord Murari resides in his heart, Gupte, or secretly. Therefore his name Murari Gupta is quite appropriate. Murari Vaishaye Gupte Ihara Hrudaye Eteke Murari Gupta Nama Yogya Hai. On seeing the Lord's mercy on Murari, all the exalted devotees cried in love while chanting the names of Krishna. Anyone who hears the narration of Lord Chaitanya bestowing mercy on Murari attains loving devotional service. The Lord roared and ate betel nut as Murari and Sridhar cried in front of him. So these are some few drops of the ocean of nectar that is contained in the beautiful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. I just thought, without adding anything of mine, let me just purely deliver the nectar to you on this most auspicious day of his disappearance. And a very nice day to begin our Kartik Vrat in this month of Kartik. Jai Shila Murari Gupta Ki Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bhav. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.